What do $1 billion trolley, expired body armor, and Shakespearean sheep have in common? They're all examples of that alleged $500 billion in wasteful and inefficient spending, at least according to the latest federal fumbles report from Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers has more.
The third volume of Lankford's Federal Fumbles highlights 100 examples of the government's wasteful spending, lack of oversight, needed structural changes, and wasted effort. The current debt is $20 trillion, and the fiscal 2017 deficit is $666 billion. Lankford's report represents nearly $500 billion in waste and inefficient spending.
This book is designed to be a reminder that we still have an issue with debt and deficit in America. For some reason, the conversation has slowed on the issue of debt and deficit. It should not. This should be an ongoing part of our conversation. So we release out this resource again as a set of ideas to say, if we're going to get control of our spending, if we're going to manage our economy and our spending better, then there are specific ways to do it. There are essential things that we need to be able to spend money on. Transportation, national defense, disaster relief, things that are essential for us to be able to do. For us to be able to afford to do those things, we've got to be able to pay better attention to other things.
This year's report includes everything from offbeat arts grants that are worth less than $40,000 to more serious big budget items like the $400 billion production delay of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter.
It's not designed to be an exhaustive list. I wish there were only 100 ways that the federal government dropped the ball. There are more than 100, but we gave an illustration of 100 of these.
The reason for the range of examples, Lankford said, is to illustrate a set of larger issues and the need to address them with straightforward solutions, starting with the budget and appropriations process, as well as the grants process.
The budget process was created in 1974. It's only worked four times since 1974. It was created to give us greater transparency. It's actually provided greater complexity, and it's been very difficult, if not impossible, to be able to actually run as designed. We have to be able to fix the budget in the appropriations process. We have to fix the grant process. Over the years, there's been a lot of attention paid to contracting and how we're actually putting checks out for individual contracts. That same attention has not been paid to the grant process. So because of that, it's the easiest way to be able to actually get dollars at the door. More and more agencies are spending more and more on grants. Those grants have little to no oversight. So the grants need additional oversight in the process and need to be able to fix that.
Among those grants was a $30,000 National Endowment for the Arts grant to support a production called Doggy Hamlet. The production, according to the report, actually includes humans yelling and running around towards very confused sheep and dogs. The production, which does not include any lines from Hamlet, is conducted outdoors in a 30 by 50 foot field in New Hampshire. Lankford said he'd seen clips of the performance, and while it's fine if the local community wants to fund it, he just was confused why the people of Oklahoma, who live in the state he represents, are paying for the production of Doggy Hamlet in New Hampshire. Similarly, the Transportation Department gave $1 billion to San Diego to expand its trolley service by about 11 miles. That means federal taxpayers in Oklahoma and across the country are also paying $100 million per mile for a trolley they probably won't use.
Some large examples are out there as well. The tax gap has been an issue that GAO has listed year after year after year as a high risk. It's current at $458 billion. That is where the IRS has done their own evaluation through the National Research Program, trying to identify where they've got gaps in where they're collecting taxes, and they've identified about $458 billion, but they're not actually acting on it to be able to collect the taxes that are owed.
To learn how refugees are handling their move to Iceland is an example of wasteful spending.
Now, I understand why the UN may want to do a study on refugees in Iceland and their effects, but I don't understand why the federal taxpayers are, through the National Science Foundation, paying for a study for how refugees are handling Iceland when they move to Iceland. There's about 60 refugees that have moved from Syria and Iraq in that location, and we spend $40,000 studying those.
An example of needed structural change is the delay of a biometric entry and exit visa program for immigration. Another is the 450-day time frame it takes to hire one Border Patrol officer.
450 days of hiring. If you want to add additional immigration judges, it takes 742 days to hire one immigration judge. These issues sound simplistic to be able to solve, but there are real structural problems, both with hiring and how things actually operate in these different agencies. These need to be addressed.
Langford said the ways to improve upon these problems include fixing Senate rules and streamlining the budget process.
I think we should do appropriations every 2 years rather than every year. That gives us more time with the committees to not have to worry about putting things together for this year, but you're putting it together for this year, you're doing oversight the other years. Right now, there's the constant struggle to be able to get through all the issues that need to be addressed. But there are some structural things like that that I think can be done.
Langford said Senate rules also prevent debate in solving some of the harder issues. If lawmakers can't debate the issues and discuss how to solve them, they won't be fixed.
Some of these things come up every single year, and everyone says, why is it not addressed again? Some of it is a structural problem in the United States Senate where we cannot get to the issues and be able to address those. So my hope is that we can actually get to the point that we can fix the structural problems here in the Senate and actually be able to do the real work.
Along with fumbles, the report also highlighted improvements. Some of these touchdowns include the Environmental Protection Agency's decision to repeal a rule about governing small rivers and bodies of water. Another is an Agriculture Department decision to loosen requirements around public school lunches, and also the Trump administration's one-in, two-out practice. According to the report, in just the first half of 2017, federal agencies withdrew or rolled back 469 agency actions that had been announced in the fall of 2016, and cut in half the number of planned regulations that will have an impact of more than $100 million a year on the nation's economy. Areas that didn't make it to the end zone but still made up yards include more oversight and accountability for a council that coordinates transportation for low-income people to medical appointments. Another is improving communication to avoid duplicative grants or programs, like requiring agencies to submit a report to Congress if they want to award a grant that is identical to an existing program.
Our focus is that this is the to-do list for this next year. And as we work through this to-do list, our staff is assigned to say, where can we find places to be able to address this? In appropriations language, with the authorizing committees, working with the administration, where can we help find this? And we help try to identify some that we've already seen in the past year in this, as well as some of the things that are ongoing in current appropriations language this year to try to address it.
That's Oklahoma Senator James Langford. In Washington, Meredith Summers, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Meredith's story at federalnewsradio.com, where we'll also have a link to that fumbles report.